Hello everyone, it's Jana here with Gentleman, and it's the 8th of February today. I'm doing February day 6, I think. Just coming back from yoga, all stretched and twisted and a lot longer than when I arrived. So I'm still in lovely Ashridge, but unfortunately it's a bit dreary today. It's very cold. It looked actually, looked out the window this morning, couldn't see the village on the hill. Well, it's on the horizon, really, so it's quite a while away, but couldn't see it because it was in the clouds, which was weird. And then there was these really big, dark grey clouds. Looked like snow. It's cold enough now. I didn't believe it this morning, but it does feel cold enough now. Anyway, so yeah, it's quite dreary out here in the woods. So a hairy story for February day 6. So I managed to get on the website again. I was quite looking forward to what naughty ideas might be on there. But yeah, hairy stories. I'm not sure I've got one. I've certainly never had any accidents with my hair. I used to have very long hair and straight when I was a child. So then the older I got, the shorter got my hair. Because I just thought I can't do a lot with hair like this, especially as it's very fine. So. The polite term is fine, but when you've got it, you think it's thin, so you can't do an awful lot with it. It got shorter and shorter, and then by the time I was about 16, perhaps, I tried a perm, because I thought I wanted to have curly hair. So they curled a bit more than I wanted to. I just wanted some gentle waves, I think, which my hair does anyway when it's short. But, they made it a bit too curly and gave me one of those typical 80s haircuts with it. So, I didn't like it one bit. So then I grew my hair back to sort of shoulder length. And then after that, and in my early 20s, I went completely short. Very short hair. And then so it sort of grew again until I arrived at what I've got now, a bob, which is, it takes a bit of maintenance, sort of styling it every day, but also I'm going to the hairdresser on a regular basis. But otherwise, it's, I quite like it. Can't do anything with this, obviously, but... Yeah, it suits me. I think it suits the shape of my face better and shape of my head, so I quite like it. Isn't it funny how we always want what we don't have? So I had straight hair and always wanted to have it slightly wavy. My daughter's the same. Her hair is thicker, but still straight. And she always says she wants curls. And I know I have, I've met enough girls with curly hair, they all want to have straight hair. So, I know, the hair never does what we want it to do, does it? If it is cold, my fingers are freezing already. No particular stories there. Oh, I can tell you though that in old GDR times, I did hear that there were there are also rumours going around of what you can do to the hair to make it shinier and glossy, because obviously we didn't have all the fancy shampoos you could get in the West. And I know one was putting egg yolk on, which is maybe not that far away from things, because I know that was it Schwarzkopf or Schauma, one of the German brands, they do one where they say there's egg in it. Or washing it with beer. But we've never tried that. Obviously, it stinks absolutely horrendous after that. So, but it's shiny. So it's a bit of a trade-off, that one. Anyway, I'll go home and somewhere warm. Thank you for listening. And goodbye from rather cold and wet Ashridge. Bye for now.